for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. However, this is our 299th show from this studio, and we almost made it to 300. We are having technical difficulties with the video on our show today, and all we have right now is the audio. So we're doing this the old-fashioned way, the way we used to do it, by radio. Now, we're going to still have our correspondence and all of the other stuff that we're used to here, but you're just not going to be able to see anything. So if you're on the YouTube page right now, if you're on the Race Day page right now at YouTube, it's not your problem. It's not your technical problem. It is ours here. We have some people in the studio working on it now, and hopefully we might even, who knows, get it solved by the end of the show. But that's the way we're going to do it today. You're going to get the show in audio only, just like the old-fashioned way of doing it on the radio station down there at KSHP 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, those folks listening right there, right now, no problem, no change for you guys. You're gonna hear the show just the way you normally do. But we will also be streaming on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, You can get us on your iPhone, Android, or your Google with your apps, your YouTube app and your radio KSHP app. No problem. It's just only going to be audio today, no video, which means you won't be able to judge what I'm wearing today. And I got all dolled up for you, too. No, I'm only kidding. All right. Anyhow, so that's the deal right now. And so I guess, when we're talking about all of the, and by the way, we welcome everybody on any platform that you're out there, any platform at all. We welcome you to the show, and we hope you can stick with us and just listen. That's all. In any case, the technical bugaboos we're having here is probably just a byproduct of all the crazy stuff that's going around the country as far as weather, et cetera. Just to give you a handle on what's going on the West Coast down there in L.A., they had those fires underway, and they had most of them under control, at least trying to, put them out anyhow. And overnight, they had two new fires that started up, one getting close to Bel Air, California. So they have two fires they're working on now in Southern California, new fires that overnight. We don't believe that they're anywhere close to Santa Anita. We'll find out from John Lendo a little bit later on. But there are new fires going on in Southern California, and they're trying to get a handle. They say they got it surrounded right now, so we'll wait and see about that. In the other parts of the country, as you know, we're in a deep freeze. We're in an Arctic blast across the country that goes from the west and northwest up in Montana down right across the good old United States, right into Texas, Louisiana, the panhandle of Florida, where they're having snow and frigid weather. Can you believe that? They're having snow and frigid weather right down to the Gulf of America now. And so that takes its way right across the country, right across the Midwest, up into the East Coast as well. Temperatures, how about Boston, 31. These are highs for today, 33 in New York. Buffalo, New York is 25. You got Kansas City at 23, Chicago at 24. You're getting the picture. Now, Miami, 64 degrees. Now, that's doable down there, but I can tell you that, I cannot believe that it's unbelievable. They got snow in places like New Orleans and in Florida, et cetera, and in parts of Texas on out. So that's the weather that we're dealing with right now as far as the cold and frigid temperatures are concerned. As far as California, outside of the fires, L.A. is going to be 77 today. Right here in Las Vegas right now, we're at 35 degrees. 35 degrees here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 57. So it's chilly out here as well. If you're thinking about coming over to Las Vegas to enjoy the weekend here with the NFL Conference Championship playoffs and all of that, the great cards set for a world, big races out at Gulfstream Park, and of course Oaklawn Park having six of them as well. So if you're looking at those big races, the Pegasus World Cup races, etc., it's going to be fun to watch and bet those as well. So that's what we got on tap as far as this weekend. Today, the Eclipse Awards, the final the Eclipse Awards show will finally be aired today. Now, we voted on the Eclipse Awards, of course, last year, and they're going to present the Eclipse Award to the finalists tonight, kind of like the Oscars of our sport. So the Eclipse Awards show will start today at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on FanDuel Cable TV, and it will also be streaming at the Blood Horse website on your computer. And of course, they'll be giving away the awards, and it's a big, nice, beautiful presentation. It's coming out of the pavilion out there at Gulfstream Park. So it's a big weekend at Gulfstream with the Eclipse Awards tonight there on site, and of course, the Pegasus World Cup on Saturday. As far as cancellations today, so far, cancellations at racetracks, we have two of them, Fairgrounds and Delta Downs. Fairgrounds and Delta Downs, who, by the way, canceled yesterday for today as well. So this is not a late cancellation, this is an early cancellation. Fairgrounds and Delta got their cancellations there. And just checking right now, as we check right now, the cancellations so far, those are the only two today, Fairgrounds and Delta Downs. So everybody else is set and ready to go. We hope they stay that way, that's for sure. And so that's what the weather and all that stuff is going on there. All right, now on the show today, hopefully with our connections, they tell us that we can still connect with these guys. We have Jonathan Hardoon standing by, Rich Engel will be with us, John Lindo and Jerry J. And of course, I'll get you your racing menu in just a moment. Here's something that I think I want to ask Jonathan Hardoon when he comes on with us. The New York governor, Governor Hochul of New York, is putting up a bill. They're going to put up a bill in the New York State Senate that's going to allow payoffs like they have in Kentucky. The payoffs will be right down to the penny. You know, they usually have a breakage to the nickel as far as the payoffs are concerned. She wants to get a bill to have the payoffs to the penny in New York and a new flat tax system for the parimutuel wagering. So that's what Governor Hochul's got up as far as the racing fans are concerned. So we might have New York doing what Kentucky's doing soon, paying down right to the penny as far as the breakage is concerned. The horses that were evacuated from San Luis Rey yesterday because of the fires in Southern California, San Luis Rey has been opened again, and the horses, they're bringing the horses back to San Luis Rey. So the horses are going back to San Luis Rey today. The evacuation notice has been lifted. And here's the key. Here's something that, you know, I was thinking about when I read this today. The horse Laurel River. Do you remember the horse Laurel River last year during the Dubai World Cup night? When we got to the Dubai World Cup, Laurel River, this horse ran away with an awesome, awesome victory in the Dubai World Cup last year at Maidan Racecourse. Laurel River, okay? I haven't heard hide nor hair of this horse since, but the 2024 Dubai World Cup winner will be participating today in Dubai. They call on, not today, but tomorrow, on Friday. They call it Fashion Friday, okay? Fashion Friday, they call it, which is a replacement for the big preps for the Dubai World Cup that will happen later on. But this will be the Dubai World Cup lead-in races. It's called Fashion Friday. It'll happen tomorrow at Maidan Racecourse, and the 2024 Dubai World Cup winner, that awesome winner there, Laurel River, will try to prep on Fashion Friday for a return and a defense of the Dubai World Cup. That'll be interesting to see, that's for sure. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday on the limited amount of racetracks available yesterday. Gulfstream Park was, I guess, the marquee track yesterday. And at Gulfstream Park, Edgar Perez won back-to-back races. He won the second race for Carlos Neves, paying $14.20, came back in the third race and won for Doug Saylor, paying $9 even. So Perez had Edgar Perez had back-to-back wins there at Gulfstream yesterday. Pick five, the early pick five, winning prices $7.20, $14.20, $9 even, $52.60, and $4.80. That $52.60 winner really pumped up the pick five payoff. The pick five paid $7,014.30 yesterday at Gulfstream. As far as any other riders doing a double, Edwin Gonzalez won the last two races. The eighth race, Gonzalez won for Mark Cassie, paying $7.60. That horse beat out Jonathan Hardoon's pick, who ran a very solid second in that race. But the winner there was Edwin Gonzalez, paying $7.60 for Mark Cassie. Then he won the ninth race and paid $10.20 aboard a Fausto Gutierrez trainee there. So you had Perez and Gonzalez winning a pair of races, back-to-back races, as a matter of fact, yesterday at Gulfstream Park. The pick six paid $13,475.90 yesterday at Gulfstream. So that's what we got going today. I want to remind everybody, if you joined us late on YouTube, it's not your problem. It's not your website. It's not anything to do with that. It's not even the YouTube website. We are having technical difficulties here in studio with broadcasting the television portion, the video portion of the signal. And so we will continue the old-fashioned way, radio style, on both all of our feeds as far as our websites, etc., You'll be getting the audio. You just won't get the video from YouTube. And they continue to work on the problem here. So we'll go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, I'll give you your racing menu. And then we'll go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. And that's the way we'll do it on this Thursday show. Almost Friday, but it's your Thursday race day show. Don't go away. We'll be back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this no video Dark Friday. Almost Friday. Our Dark Thursday going into Friday. In any case, we are still going live and still going strong audio-wise. I'm looking at our page now on YouTube, and all I can say is all the chatters are helping out by telling all the other people out there that there's just audio today, going back to the old-fashioned way. And for the most part, the chatters listening to the news out of New York say the payouts to the penny, they believe that the payouts to the penny in New York is a home run. All breakage belongs to us horse players, said one of our chatters. So he's right. I think it's fine. Okay, here we go with your racing menu for today. I want to remind everybody out there that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, or you're going to be here in Las Vegas and play the races in the sports book right behind our studio, and anywhere else in the Pacific time zone, these will be your first post times. The Pacific post times are the ones that we broadcast on the show on the racing menu. If you're listening anywhere else in any other time zone, adjust to the time zone, and we'll get started with you in the time zone. I just got a note that says they're working on the video now. We might have video in a few minutes. We're up and we got video? I don't see it. I don't see it in the studio. Oh, that's the only thing. So if I'm looking at you, people are seeing me looking at you. Right. Usually I have a TV screen that I can see what's going on. But as long as you guys can see it, it's okay by me. What do I need to see it anyhow? Anyhow, here's the racing menu for today. First post times are Pacific, so if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're listening anywhere else, you know the deal. You got to adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We're starting out with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. The Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $16,146. They've got nine races at Mahoning Valley. First post time is at 9:15. Gulfstream Park today is off the turf. Okay, they're off the turf today because they may have rain coming up on Saturday at Gulfstream Park. And got news for you, folks. There's a possibility of rain happening in Southern California on Saturday as well. So what they're trying to do is preserve the turf course at Gulfstream. So there's only two turf races affected today. That's the fourth race and the ninth race. The fourth and ninth race will come off the turf today at Gulfstream. So all nine races will be run on either the taffeta footing, the synthetic racetrack, or scheduled for the main track. Now, we got nine races today at Gulfstream. The Rainbow Pick Six Jackpot carryover, $301,322. Nine races, first post time is at 9:20. 9:20 at Gulfstream Park today with that big jackpot carryover exceeding $300,000. Aqueduct, the big A in New York, has eight races today. And at Aqueduct, well, it's going to be cold out there, that's for sure. Partly sunny, 25 degrees at post time. Oh man. The track, however, is fast. It's fast at Aqueduct. And a first post time for eight races at 10:10. 10:10 today is the first post at Aqueduct today. And then next on the menu, if I can separate these sheets, there you go. Oaklawn Park is next. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today for their 10-race card. Pretty full fields all over the place at Oaklawn. Sunland Park has 9 races today. Sunland Park has a Super High 5 carryover, a regular Super High 5 carryover, $2,806. And their first post time at Sunland Park set at 11:25 for their 9 race card. By the way, Gulfstream Park does have a Super High 5 carryover as well. Theirs is $3,240. All right, then we go to Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise has 8 races. First race, quarter horse race. The next 7 of the 8 races will be thoroughbreds. Turf Paradise has a nice big pick 6 jackpot carryover. Today it stands at $176,056. $176,056 at Turf Paradise pick 6 jackpot today. They also have a regular pick 5. No jackpot, but a regular pick 5 carryover today at Turf Paradise. $36,162. Okay? Regular pick 5 at Turf Paradise. And a first post time today at Turf Paradise at 11:25. Santa Anita, special card today, a makeup card today at Santa Anita. First post time is 12:30. 12:30 at Santa Anita today. 9 races on the card here. The only carryover they have at Santa Anita is that crazy 3x3, you know, 3 trifectas in a row pool that they have there. That's $1,972. If you wish to partake. 9 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 12:30. 12:30, first post at Santa Anita. Turfway Park has 10 races and full fields at Turfway Park. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $114,706. They also have a Super High 5 carryover of $2,187. For that pick 6 jackpot carryover, a nice one, $114,706. 10 races at Turfway, full fields all. First post time is at 2:55. And then we'll wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown Races has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $18,105. 8 races, first post time is at 4 p.m. That's your racing menu for today. Okay, for those of you who can see me, now I'm going to go to Jonathan Nardoon, which I cannot see, but I understand you can. So good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. I see you perfect.
You do?
Well, then. Yes, I do.
Well, then I'm glad I dressed.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, we did have some technical difficulties, but you see our guys work on it while we're on, you know, they kept working on it, and at least they got that going for us. I don't need to see it. After all, the only thing I need to see is some winners from you guys. Your horse that you gave us yesterday, Gulfstream, ran a nice second, just couldn't get to the winner. But, you know, the horse paid $5.20 to place.
Yeah, he went off 6-1 in a short field, so that was surprising. He ran well, but the winner got an easy lead and just kept going.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, we're getting close to the Dubai World Cup, and that horse Laurel River that just ran him off their, you know, he ran him off their feet. I mean, he really had a powerful win in the Dubai World Cup last year, but I haven't heard anything about this horse since then. He's going tomorrow on what they call Fashion Friday, which is like the prep races for the Dubai
World Cup.
It's
the carnival or whatever before they have their big day or week or whatever. Yeah. Who trains that horse, Ralph?
I have no idea. I didn't know. But, I mean, have you seen Heidner here, this horse, since he won that?
No. Disappeared off the face of the earth.
But he's
the interesting thing is the spot they picked to bring him back. You know, they're bringing him back in those races, so.
Well,
obviously must be okay.
Well, if he runs half of what he did off the bench in the Dubai World Cup, he'll probably beat whoever's out there. But, I mean, he really ran. He reminded me that win in there was as awesome as Arrogate's was when Arrogate got left at the gate and won and swept the field in the Dubai World Cup. I was really, hopeful that we could see him around maybe for the Breeders' Cup or something. But he just now he's back in training. And they're putting him in these races tomorrow, I guess, to defend his title in the Dubai World Cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, whatever physical problems he had, he's over. And that's good news. Well, you know, we need all the good horses we could get.
All right. Now I got to ask you, the The return of the pari-mutuel payouts right down to the penny in New York. Good, bad? I think it's good.
How could it be bad? It's good. It's your money. Every track in the country should do that. Well, what took so long? You know, it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you want more money back? And you're entitled to it. I mean, they take enough with their takeout and everything else. Give the players back every penny they could get.
Now, Jonathan, I understand that the tracks that do it to the nickel round down to the nickel. They don't round up because they're not giving away any money. They round down to the nickel. So all of those little pennies there that add up to millions of dollars at the end of the year, where does that money go to? Is that part of going into the state taxes?
Back to the state. It's like all tickets that aren't uncashed. At the end of the year, they give it back to the state. You know, and believe me, Ralph, it adds up to millions of dollars. All these people that have vouchers with 85 cents left on or whatever,
they throw them out.
I'd like to have all those pennies, believe me.
Yeah, I would give up betting on the horses if I could just get the breakage, you know, that extra money. It's a win.
Absolutely.
It's a win. And so let me ask you this.
Listen, let's be honest. It's a little bit of a pain in the neck when you go to cash a ticket and a guy's giving you 83 cents and it holds up the line and everything else. But so what?
No. But here's the thing. If you're a $10 or $20 bettor, you know, it rounds out to the dollar.
So okay.
That's not a problem. It's all in how you look at it. But the thing is this. Do you know if the horsemen in New York and the New York racetracks were lobbying the governor for this, or the governor decided to give it to them?
Why would the governor decide to give it to
them? I'm just asking.
Not our governor. We got a doozy for a governor.
Let's not make this a political show.
It's not a political show. Yeah. I'm just pointing out the facts, Ralph.
Okay.
Listen. He helped the Belmont project, so we can't have that many complaints with them. But her other politics, not so good.
All right. So we're in good shape there, and I would imagine that's going to the state legislature. And if it happens, it could reflect on it in a pretty short order, right?
Let's hope so.
Okay.
You know, these things usually take time because that's just the way everything works. But maybe with the new government we have, maybe they'll speed things up.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Government speeding things up. Yeah, uh-huh. That's a pick that's going to be off the board.
That's an oxymoron.
That's a moron, all right. In any case, we've got you got three sheets today, do you?
I have four sheets
four
today.
Four sheets
Ralph.
Today.
I have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Santa Anita, and Oakland.
So where are we going with some picks, buddy?
Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the fourth race today. And by the way, Ralph, another freezing cold day in New York, but no precipitation, no rain. Fourth race today is a mile on the main track, and I like the number 8 horse in here. She's fascinating. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Anthony Dutro barn. Rider switch today to Jose Lascano. She gets LASIK today for the first time, and she's going to run on a fast track for the first time. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 8. She's fascinating to win today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
Oh, I hope she's fascinating in the winner's circle, too. The fourth race, number 8, she's fascinating. Lascano aboard the 8 and the 4th at Aqueduct. Part of that early pick 4 and early pick 5. The 8 horse in the 4th at Aqueduct. Okay, we got Aqueduct done. Let's go. Let's try Gulfstream again.
Well, let's look at the 7th race today, a mile and a 16th on Tapita. And the number 4 horse in here, Rotterdam, 5-year-old gelding, was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Jose D'Angelo. He does extremely well when he runs horses on Tapita, especially for the first time. Louis Saez aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 4, Rotterdam, is a pick 5, pick 6 single. Today's 7th race out at Gulfstream.
Well, single that baby in the 7th race, number 4, Rotterdam, the 4. In the 7th race with Louis Saez aboard is Jonathan's pick at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, race 7, number 4. Let's round it out with Santa Anita.
Chalky card, to be honest with you, today at Santa Anita, but we found a price play in the 7th race today, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. I like the number 4 horse in here, Real Fire, 6-year-old mare from the Peter Miller barn, Armando Ayuso aboard to ride. I love horses cutting back in distance, coming down the hill. The price is right, 6-1. Number 4, Real Fire, upsets and wins today, 7th race. Out at Santa Anita.
Well, my goodness, isn't that a hunch bet in Southern California? Real Fire.
I didn't even think of that. You're right. Well,
seventh race, number 4, Real Fire, the hunch bet of the day at Santa Anita if you're down there, folks. the four horse in the seventh race. I noted that you picked right against the big 7-5 big favorite in that race, Queen Maxima.
Yeah, well, listen, Jeff Mullins is doing very well. Rider switch to Juan Hernandez, but that horse is just too short. Number four, Real Fire, has a heck of a shot of upsetting. By the way, Ralph, I hope the rain stays away in Southern California this weekend, because if you remember, nowadays, they just cancel when it rains there. So, you know, let's hope there's not a lot of rain.
You know, but I got to tell you, it's an either-or thing. They probably need a rain and a lot of it for those to get those fires under control. And maybe we can sacrifice the day if it's going to help the fires. But nevertheless, Mother Nature will take care of it. Well, one way
you're
or the 100% other.
100% right, Ralph. We'll sacrifice a day to get rid of the fires for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, Jeff Mullins, man, he's going hot right now. He's right up there in the trainer standings at Santa Anita. So he
the last week or so, he's caught fire. He won three or four races over the weekend last week. And so all his horses are running well. But listen, you got to look for value in this game. And that's why we're trying to pick.
So what is this? Your operative word today is fire?
Why? Oh,
he caught fire?
I better hang up.
I think you ought to. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Again, four sheets today. Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Santa Anita at your webpage, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralphie. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you, my man. And since I can't see anybody out there, I just assume we're going to go to our next break. So we're going to go to our break. And when we come back, they tell me we've got Rich Eng. And so hopefully we'll have him next. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Givinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD, my dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. For those of you who can see us and listen to us now, we do apologize for some of the snafus at the beginning of the show, but this crew is really cracked, boy. I'll tell you what, they got right on it, and they got it solved. All right, now we'll go to Rich Eng standing by now. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And there are viewers out there, Ralph. We can see it.
That's right. I'm glad to see that. I can't see anything because our monitor here in studio where I can, you know, go back and forth with you guys, I can't. But I can hear you just fine. All right. Well, Rich, before we get started with a pick today, we're getting close to the NFL playoffs this weekend. And, of course, these two teams that survived this weekend will be the two that represent this year's Super Bowl, the conference championships, of course. And Is there any action going on as far as the betting is concerned that you know of in these two games yet before the really starts firing away on Sunday?
Well, I've been following the social media and also some of the stations that I listen to for sports betting information, and I haven't heard or seen any radical changes yet as far as the lines or injuries and things like that. I think the only injury that people are talking about a lot is Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Late in the game, he did get bent backwards, and his left knee was injured in the last game. And I heard he's going to wear a brace, but it depends. He's almost definitely going to play, Ralph. You know, they call him a game time decision, but good Lord, you're not going to skip the NFC Championship game. But it remains to be seen how it affects his mobility or his passing stroke. So that's the only thing that kind of jumps off the board, Ralph.
Yeah, and you know, when you're talking about a quarterback as mobile as he is, and as certainly his passing abilities, that knee does come into play for both things. We, you know, his scrambling and running, and certainly his planting to get a long pass off, etc. So that is key. But as you say, I doubt if anything's going to keep Mr. Hurt from suiting up and going on Sunday against the Cinderella team of this year. Those Commanders are unbelievable. And, everybody gives them a fighting chance on Sunday.
It's amazing to think that this is going to be the third time that they face each other this year. And, you know, when you're in the same division, you obviously play twice a season already, yeah. You know, during a regular season. And now to match up in the playoffs, because I'll tell you what, Rob, most people thought if there was going to be an interdivision championship game in the NFC, mm-hmm. it was going to come out of the division with the Lions and the Vikings and yeah. the Packers, thinking two of those three would meet. But no, it's the NFC East, and the bottom feeders being Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants.
How did they do in their two meetings this year?
They split.
They split, okay, because it's very hard for a team to win three times in a row in one season. So a split means, it's going to be interesting. And certainly the other game, the Chiefs and the Bills, that's got marquee value written all over it. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, Richie, time to get started with a pick for today. And I know that you got a full sheet of handicapping right now of all the races for Santa Anita at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So where are we going with the pick?
Yeah, my horse yesterday at Turf Paradise actually ran very well, strong second, paid $460 to play. So yep. If you backed them up, you at least probably made a small profit.
Yeah, you and Jonathan both, your horses ran strong seconds, and if people bet them win in place, they won money.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. More money to end the day than you start the day. Race 7 at Santa Anita, Ralph, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. We have a Scirocco play,
uh-huh.
and we're all going to try to beat the heavy favorite, the 2, Queen Maxima. I'm going to try with the number 3, Royal Charter. This horse, Jonathan said he liked the 5 because of the cutback in distance. Same angle with the 3. Royal Charter has been going 2 turns on the grass. This horse should be flying late under Diego Herrera. And we should get a good price because, you know, nobody bets Herrera, that's for sure. Well, so let's go with number 3, Royal Charter in the 7th.
Well, 7th race, they may not bet Herrera as much as other jockeys, but they better be betting him today, huh? In the 7th race, number 3, Royal Charter. Royal Charter is your pick, and I got myself a Scirocco play again with you and Jonathan. The Scirocco play is going to be the 3-4-4-3 exacta box. You like the 3. Jonathan likes the 4. Let's get him home in any order, first or second. And, Rich, the rest of what you have to offer is right at the Race Day Las Vegas website right now. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. Go back to work and handicap that football for us.
Yeah, stay warm, everybody, and good luck today.
All right. We are going to head to our final break, and when we come back, we got John and Jerry standing by, so don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison, yeah. Poison.
Sports, F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. You. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Dark Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
By the way, I wanted to mention something that we didn't yesterday, but in the last couple of days here in Las Vegas, the folks running our city here have managed to get the college football playoff, the big college football playoff that we saw on Monday. That's going to be held here in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium in 2027. They secured the right to have that the championship game, the college football championship game here in Las Vegas in 2027. So I thought that was a great deal there. Hey, we're becoming the sports capital of the world, you know. Anyhow, let's go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Well, tonight we get to see the Eclipse Awards and find out who's going to be Horse of the Year. Who do you think is going to be Horse of the Year?
I would make Thorpita Anna the favorite there based on what she did in her huge try in the Travers against the boys and body of work from start to finish. She was good all year long. Thorpita Anna, for me, is the Horse of the Year.
Now, the horses are going back to San Luis Rey, right? But now with overnight fires, that didn't change anything, did it?
No, if you watched any of the golf tournament at Torrey Pines, which is just south of Del Mar, the winds are very, very calm out here on the coast. So the horses started then. The evacuation was lifted Tuesday night. Horses started back yesterday. I think most of those 250 horses are back on the grounds at San Luis Rey now. So, you know, they'll resume training. Everything's good. The air is good for training. So everything should be good there. And it's a very calm morning this morning out here. So fingers crossed.
Well, I know they had a couple of fires come up overnight, one getting very close to Bel Air, which is a very high-end neighborhood there. So I think they'll probably get that thing contained because the winds are not as furious. They can get those planes up in the air to do the retardant and get it solved. But in any case, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a cancellation because of the fires at San Anita. Now we're worrying about maybe rain coming into Southern California this weekend.
Right. The chance of it coming in sometime, maybe late Saturday, and Sunday's the day we're supposed to get rain. So we'll see what happens. You know what the California Horse Racing Board protocols are about if we have to seal that main track, about being able to work or race. So, you know, we'll just play it by ear and as it comes up, and we'll kind of watch the weather reports. But possibility for Sunday, we might have some wet weather.
All right. Just let's get Saturday in the books, though, for sure at Santa Anita. Anyhow, got a lot of jocks that be competing at Santa Anita this weekend that ain't going to be there.
Well, with all the big cards at both Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park, you're going to have our leading rider, Flavien Prat, and Juan Hernandez. They'll be down at Oaklawn Park for the Southwest Stakes. And then over at Gulfstream Park, you've got Frankie Dettori's out there and Umberto Rispoli and Antonio Fresu. So five of the top riders from Southern California will be on the road this weekend.
Well, you got the Southern California Italian contingent going into Florida this weekend, huh, with all those three jocks?
A lot of vowels going out to South Florida.
Hey, Monday, the Martin Luther King holiday Monday card saw one winner in the pick six, $76,000+. I understand he bet that through Express Bet ADW?
Yeah, there was a single winning ticket. He played it through the Express Bet platform, and the ticket cost was $1,440. So a decent-sized ticket there, and they got all the candy, $76,000. Congratulations to the one winner.
And as we start the week at Santa Anita, as you always do, you give us an update on jockeying trainer standings.
Well, Flavien Prat is the leading rider out here at Santa Anita. He's got 22 wins. Juan Hernandez is in second with 16, and Umberto Rispoli having a good meet. He's got 14 winners. As far as the trainers go, the kind of the usual suspects there, you're looking at, let me get the exact numbers here. Mark Glatt has 11 wins. Bob Baffert and Jeff Mullins each have 8 winners. And for you, Ralphie, 127 races at Santa Anita. Favorites have won 61 times at 48% for the meet.
Oh, man, 48% favorites. But, you know, you can still make money there in those race-over-race bets because, after all, pick six, one winner, 76,000. And the late pick five at Santa Anita on Monday, I think, paid some around $1,800. And there was a couple of favorites in that. So there is ways of making money, but still filthy favorites. Let's get that. Let's get some more good priced horses in for sure. Also, I want to remind everybody that your Linda report covering all the races at Santa Anita every Southern California Racing Day and today's special Thursday card as well. With the selections in each race and a suggested late pick four, and of course, all the goody information we always talk about. One comprehensive sheet, it's available right here, only here in the gaming capital of the world at the South Point Racebook. It is free of charge, complimentary to the race players here because they love race players here at the South Point. John, any late news from Southern California that we should know before you get us a pick for today?
No, but I think Southern California is going to be well represented tonight at the Eclipse Awards. A lot of horses and that are up. You know, I would think Bob Baffert's Citizen Bull will be a prohibitive favorite to win the two-year-old championship. I hope Johannes wins the older turf horse championship.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, after a very lean year last year, it's nice to see some of the Southern California guys back on the finalist list.
And, you know, if Johannes doesn't get it, it would really be a shame. That horse had a solid year on the lawn against the best whenever they asked him for it. That's for sure. All right, John, let's start out this week with a winner.
Well, it's a nine-race card today, 12:30 first post, and race five ends the first pick five, starts the late pick five. How about a single in race five today?
Yeah.
Not a huge price, but number eight, Maria Tall Chief. Comes off a good two good sprint races. Last time out, got locked in on the rail, had a little trouble. Ran second, galloped out in front like a horse that's going to love two turns. From an outside post today, I think she ends up in a good stalking spot here. 2-1 on the program. Let's single number eight, Maria Tall Chief, in both pick fives from race number five at Santa Anita.
A pivotal race, the fifth race at Santa Anita today. That, of course, as you say, starts and ends a pick five. In the fifth race, the eight, Maria Tall Chief. Could be our singleton to wrap it up and start it up in the fifth race, the eight, Maria Tall Chief. John Lindo's play off the Lindo report for us. And John, all I can say is let's if we got to have the rain, let's get it in there Sunday and put out those fires.
Yeah, you know, there's good and bad to that. It might impact our program, but we sure could use the rain out here, Ralph.
John, I got to ask you one quick question before I get to Jerry, and that is the horse Laurel River. Have you heard anything from him since he had that eye-popping win in the Dubai World Cup last year?
I don't know why he went to the sidelines, but I'm interested to watch that race tomorrow morning from Dubai and see how he runs. He was powerful winning the Dubai World Cup last year.
An awesome run in that thing, that's for sure. Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and probably by the time we get on the air tomorrow morning, you might have the result for us.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I don't know what the post time is, but it might be done by the time we're on the air.
Yeah, good enough. Okay, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Good luck today.
And hopefully I'll see him tomorrow. And in any case, we have Jerry Jackowitz standing by with us now. And Jerry, again, the particular monitor in our studio is out, so I know that the people out there can see us. So, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Anyhow, we've got Aqueduct and Santa Anita running today. You got both the Jerry J's Power Page and Jerry J's Power Page Plus available for today. So full cards at both Aqueduct and Santa Anita. So what are we doing?
Well, we're going to go to the eighth race for our first play today. That's Shadow Ridge, the eight horse, a Shadow Dragon. I'm sorry, there was a Shadow Dragon, the eight in the eighth race. That's an easy set of numbers to remember.
Uh-huh.
5-2 is pretty tight, you know, but I think the horse is really legitimate 3-2 here. You can see it's third race in the cycle. Horse's speed seems to be holding very sharply. Last race was really a good race against some pretty good horses, but in line, nothing toppish to me. So I like the eight an awful lot in race number eight. I'll play the eight over the 1-4-6 small reverses, but just about the eight. Good win bet here. And here I could play a single, and I don't give you many singles. So.
Well, then let me ask you, Jerry, at 5-2 on the morning line, where are you going to draw the line as far as making the win bet?
I drew the line probably at 3-2.
3-2. Okay. When it gets into the 6-5, 7-5, you're Pasadena on that. But you could put it up with the link ups and try to turn chicken feathers into chicken soup at that point, right?
Well, Again, I think you always have to be betting an overlay. And if it's not an overlay in the win pool, it's certainly not going to be an overlay in the exacta pool. So you're probably taking the worst of it if you take too low a price.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
But if you put it with one of your link ups, because the one horse is 12 to 1 on the morning line, if that horse gets second in there, that might be a worthwhile exacta bet.
Well, that might be a big play, but if the one is 12 to 1 and you think the 8 is an underlay, the right thing to do would be to make the 1 your pop-out key and play off of the 1 and take the 12 or 15 to 1. And, of course, you bet plenty with the 8, so you'll get it either way, but you're not supposed to bet underlays in this game under any circumstances.
All right, it's a terrible strategy. So what you're saying is if the one holds at 12 to 1 or more and the 8 gets past 3 to 2, lower than 3 to 2, the key play would be the 1 surrounding with the 8, et cetera.
Right? I would switch to the 1, yeah.
Okay, good. See, and I'm glad I asked that question for you and the players out there. But right now, as it stands with the morning line odds, you like the 8 over 1, 4, 6, and reverse. But the odds will be the dictator in how the play is put together. All right, let's get to Sam.
If you follow this rule the rest of your life, never bet a horse below its fair value. Whatever fair value you've set, you'll do better.
Okay, good enough.
100%.
Sanita?
All right. Let's go to the third. Number 5, Excel Calculator, really pops off the key for me. Again, third race in a cycle. Two really kind of solid races off the layoff. They tried to win with them down in the last one. They dropped to a maiden claimer. Uh-huh. They're repeating that at this level today with Ron Ellis. I think it's a go. I'll take the 5 over the 2, 3, 6, and 7. Again, small reverses, 2, 3, 6, and 7 back over the 5. My fair value here is right around 2 to 1.
All right. So this thing can drop from 7 to 2 to 2 to 1. And in the race, you have a 2-to-1 shot, a 3-to-1 shot, and a 9-to-2 shot surrounding this horse at 7-to-2. So it might stay there to where it will be the play. And in the third race, the 5, Excel Calculator, the 5 is the key. The link-ups are 2, 3, 6, and 7, and a small reverse to break even. The 5 is the key in the third race. So between you and John Lendo, you gave us two pieces of the early pick 5 and early pick 4. So that helps us out to spread in the other two races. You guys can get home with your picks on the show. Third race, the 5, and John Lendo's pick in the 5th race, the 8 horse. So we're looking at that.
Ralph, I got a little teaser here of sort.
Tease me. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you go to the 5th race, and I agree about Maria Tolchi, but I've got 2 star horses and a speed horse that I could put into an exacta with it, just saying.
All right, let me further that tease with this. One of the morning line you got 2 star horses in it. One of the morning line is 5-to-2, the other is 15-to-1. So you could really jumble around and make a good play in that 5th race. The final race in the early pick 5 started the late pick 5 as well. Good stuff. And by the way, folks, just get the rest of what he has to offer. Go to jerryjspowerpage.com. He's got full sheets for Santa Anita and Aqueduct as well. Well, Jerry, it was an interesting show today since we obviously didn't have I couldn't see you, but the folks out there can see you, and that's what counts. And, of course, we do apologize to everybody out there. At the beginning of the show, we only had audio. But we've got most of it done for you. Hopefully, we'll get back on all levels tomorrow. Want to thank the crew here for doing a yeoman's job, just going crazy trying to get it done. And, of course, don't forget tonight, the Eclipse Awards, 3:30 p.m. on FanDuel TV Pacific time. We'll see who the champions were, crowned for last year. In the meantime, Jerry, you got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.